Sayyid al-Rais, Tatarbar.
Thank you, Chair. The Amazigh language is one of the oldest languages in the world, and it remains in daily use despite the wars and violence that have targeted and its practitioners. It's spoken in Tunisia, where Amazigh communities struggle to survive as a result of the lack of resources available to them. The Tunisian authorities continue to pursue a pattern of attacking the Amazigh people. The authorities of Tunisia have taken no steps to protect the cultural heritage of this minority group. According to the constitutions of 2013 and 2022, in which minority rights should be protected, there has been no interest paid to the Amazigh. And that's why I use this opportunity to appeal to you all, and appeal to you all to protect the Amazigh language, because it's at risk of disappearance in Tunisia if we don't take immediate steps. We call upon the United Nations to put pressure on Tunisia to ensure that Tunisia brings itself into line with the International Convention on the Rights of Minorities and to respect the rights of the Amazigh people, including respecting the Amazigh language. We also call upon the UN to urge the Tunisian authorities to do its utmost to ensure that young Amazigh can have instruction and education in their language, can learn their language. We also call upon the United Nations to review the possibility of allocating resources to the Amazigh community in Tunisia so that they may use their resources to protect their language. We would also like to use this opportunity to appeal to UNESCO to work in partnership with Amazigh Tunisie, our organization, to launch competitions as a vehicle for encouraging young Amazigh to engage in cultural activities. And we also call upon UNESCO to ensure that our language is inscribed on the list of cultural heritage of UNESCO. If we may turn our attention now to FIFA and an appeal to FIFA, we call upon FIFA to